Tonight's show, we're going to discuss a topic which is important, it's relevant for many, and it's nageya to our homes, our businesses, it's nageya to our personal life. We're going to discuss the halachic issues with security cameras on Shabbos. Today we're living in a world where everywhere you turn there's security cameras. Many people have their security cameras at home, shuls. What exactly is the halachic permissibility of A, walking in front of a security camera, walking down a block or a street or a home or a shul where you know for sure there's a security camera? And B, what happens if you're the homeowner? Is it right for you to put up have your camera running on Shabbos, or is it preferred to turn it off? Because it is a very sensitive topic and it's very negeya, it could be negeya to people's personal safety and their financial and their family. I urge everyone to discuss it with their own rav, what they should do or shouldn't do. But we'll go through some of the topics to understand what are some of the issues, what are some of the points, what has been debated over the years. The beauty of such a topic is, it's a topic that you'll say to yourself, how could there be any early literature written about this? They didn't have video cameras in the times of the Rishonim. Well, that's the beauty of Torah. The beauty of what we do here is we try to figure out new issues, apply them to old rules, and figure out what they would have said if they had it. As we'll do this evening as well, we'll apply old rules, and we just really need to figure out how those old rules apply to the new technology that we have today. So in order to understand the problem, the first question you have to ask yourself, well, what would be so wrong with it? What can be wrong with walking in front of a camera? I'm not pushing a button, I'm not doing anything. What I'm doing is I'm causing a picture to form. When you walk in front of a camera, what you're causing is you're causing the picture to be taken of you. So you'll ask, well, what's wrong with taking pictures on Shabbos? So the answer is it's kosef. It's under the malach of writing. You'll say, well, writing. Writing means you write words. There's no words. It's a picture. So the Rambam writes pretty clearly, number one, in Hilchos Shabbos, says the Rambam, roishem. If a person makes a roishem, an imprint, no words, an imprint, toldos kaisivu. That's a tolda of kaisiv, which again, toldos are also mederais. A person makes an imprint, a roishem, although there's no letters involved, he's in violation of the malach on a derais level of kaisiv. Ketzad, ha-reishim reshomim v'tzurois b'kaisel. Let's say you want to make pictures on the wall. You don't want to write it, no letters. Right? Everyone thinks of kaisel as letters, because the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about how many letters and how to write the letters. Says the Rambam, forget letters. You want to make a picture. You want to draw a picture of someone on Shabbos. That would be kaisel. Kederech shehatzayorin reishmin. Very important words. The way people write pictures. Kederech shehatzayorin reishmin. Which today, the normal way to take a picture may be today through a video camera. That might not be the norm. Says the Rambam is a chayiv mishum kaisiv. That is a violation of kaisiv. So first thing you have to know, if you take a picture, if you shoot a video camera, and you make, or you take a picture of photography, that would be a violation of the malacha of kaisiv without a question. So now it's the reverse. I'm not taking a picture, I'm walking in front of a camera, which is causing a picture to be formed. Is that also a violation of kaisiv? Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelik Dalet. I think it's Simon Mem. I don't remember and I forgot to put it down, but I believe it's Simon Mem, where Rav Moshe was discussing about photography. It's taking a picture of Malacha on Shabbos. Let's say today, a person wants to take a picture on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe obviously wasn't talking about, Rav Moshe didn't live so long ago, but he was talking about good old-fashioned pictures. Take a picture, a snapshot. Would that be a violation? So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, he says, someone asked him about Tzilum Aide Photographia, taking a picture through photography. That wouldn't work for Sefer Torah. You can't use photography for Sefer Torah. It has to be handwritten. Says Rav Moshe, although it's not kosher for Sefer Torah, that would definitely be a violation of Shabbos. And he says, Temani, I don't even understand the person who asked me the Shaila. The person who asked him Shaila had to be one of his prized Talmidim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, who we'll quote later this evening in Mirz Hashem, who wanted to compare, well, if it's not writing for Sefer Torah, it shouldn't be considered writing for Shabbos. Rav Moshe said he doesn't understand the comparison. He says, the hukshal is a klal, the b'Shabbos, how in your malacha? When it comes to Shabbos, this is deemed an act. B'shakol da b'sha'isa malacha, this is the way people write. How else do you write a form of someone? How do you take a picture today? We no longer sketch it. We no longer paint it. We take a picture. So says Rav Moshe, that's the normal way you would relay or give over or try to duplicate a form, a picture. That's Roshim. That's what the Rambam wrote. Says Rav Moshe, that Riyotza Masha Asashik Oisis Ksuvim Shavatal Asis Vigamkim Derech HaMalacha Ulchein Vadai Chayiv. Says Rav Moshe, without a doubt, someone who takes a picture on Shabbos is over in Nisa Derais. So if so, back to our sugya. When you cause a picture to be taken, you're in essence causing a violation of a Derais. That would be the simple reading. Based on this Rav Moshe, there are later Achrayim who discuss a shayla about x-rays on Shabbos. Taking x-rays on Shabbos is also. Why is taking x-rays on Shabbos? Because you're causing a picture. Now, there's a minority opinion amongst Achrayim that say, no, it's not a real picture because no one really knows how to read it. There's only a small group of people who know what that picture is. If I take a picture, a normal picture, everyone knows it's a picture. An x-ray is a picture for those mumchim who know how to read it. That's widely rejected amongst the Achrayim. Most Achrayim assume an x-ray would be a picture. Yeah. So that's part of the discussion. So that's part of the discussion. When it's not yet, you know, what's the word? What do they call it now?
Developed.
Developed. There we go. It's not yet developed, so what do you have? Which is still going to be relevant today, because today we have things that are all saved onto disk. They're saved to the cloud. So what do you have? So that's important. Yeah, we'll have to come back to that at some point to discuss. Ramesh sounds like he was talking about a picture that was already taken and... You know, the Polaroids.
Polaroids.
So according to many Achrayim, Rabbi Gedalia Felder in the Sefer Yisoid Yeshurun writes like this, that x-rays are for Asur on Shabbos. So what happens if you have a person who needs an x-ray for medicinal reasons? So they say, well, it depends why he's taking an x-ray. If a guy comes in because he thinks he might have, he was hit by a car. So the Debrei Tzinah writes in the Tshuva, hit by a car, there can be all sorts of problems. There can be internal bleeding, who knows what. He's allowed to take an x-ray of his entire body. But they quote B'Shem Yishlam Ezamad. B'Shem Ezamad said if he comes in, you know, let's say he hurt his finger. And everyone says that nothing's going to change between now and Shabbos if we take an x-ray. So maybe through a goy it's mutter, through a yid probably not. But they say, if let's say the goy says, I want to take the x-ray now because I don't want to stick around for another 5 hours, I want to go home. And as long as once I give you an x-ray, I can leave. So then the achrayim say, well, yeah, then the goy is doing it for himself. Adaita de nafshei kavit, then it would be mutter. So there is a discussion, even putting aside video cameras with x-rays. Now again, I call the few in, and everything has to be dealt with based on the situation. Usually when you come to the hospital, they don't exactly ask your permission. You know, would you like an x-ray? Would you not? We're doing what we're doing, and you know, hopefully the doctor's not Jewish. Today, you could have doctors that are Jewish, depending on the hospitals here, especially in New York. Many of the technicians could be Jewish. It's very possible that they're Jewish. You don't know that, and they might not know that. But that's a shayla that should be dealt with, you know, carefully about ksiva in an x-ray. But most achrayim are of the opinion that an x-ray is the same thing as a picture. It's relaying a message. It's hard to read the message if you don't know how to read an x-ray. But most achrayim are of the opinion that would be a violation of kaisif.
So the doctor tells you to go get an x-ray.
So the doctor says you need it because it's a, you know... Right, so again, Rav Shlomo Zalman was talking about cases where you can kind of tell the doctor, listen, you know, it can really wait till after Shabbos. You know, his baby toe, his pinky, things like that. Right, usually they don't let you do that. Usually they take him to the hospital, they're going to run all the tests. So again, Hakol Lefi'a Inyan today with these types of shaylas. But it's just interesting to point out that x-rays do present a shayla as well for your ksiva. Ah, okay, this is what we need to get to now. So the question is, let's say everything is correct, that writing a picture would be a deraisa. But everyone knows we have a principle in halacha called psikresha delenichale. When I'm walking down the street to come home from shul, I do not care for you to have a picture of me on your screen. I gain nothing out of it. Why do you have a video camera in your house? Because you want to make sure it's not me that's coming up the front steps. It's someone who's not Jewish or someone who's going to steal from you. So when my face appears on your screen, I gain nothing out of it. So that's called the psikresha. It's going to happen, because when you walk by the camera, my picture will be caught, but it's loy nichle. I can care less
from
it.
From your perspective, but from the perspective.
Okay, that's where it's going to get a little tricky. One of the earliest places where this shiloh started was at the Kaisel, because at the Kaisel, they have a lot of security, and they have the cameras running 24 hours. So that's where the first time this shiloh happened, but the truth is today, this shiloh is in many places. First of all, many cities, I didn't know this, but Shechta said this, in many places today, many cities, probably Manhattan, I don't know if in the suburbs, but in Manhattan, there's cameras all over the place. Some of the traffic lights, they have cameras everywhere you go. You can't even go, there's nothing you can do. You're almost stuck. So again, some of the quieter streets, it's probably not like that, but in certain parts, he said in parts of Manhattan, you can't get around it. So the question is, what are you supposed to do? Stay in your house all Shabbos? So let's try to understand, how do we deal with this psikoration? So in order to understand that, there's a very important Gemara. It's in a couple places in Shas. We'll quote the one over here in Shabbos Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says this: Tanur Banat Toilish Aloshin VaMezaret Zerodim. The Gemara talks about various procedures that you do to prune the land. So the Gemara says, depends. Im Lachila Kugagarisim Lahim Kamali Pagod Im Lahasik De Lavashal Beakalim Niafazakak. It depends why you're pruning it. What do you want out of it? What's your final result? Am I trying to improve the ground? Am I trying to take it to eat it? Am I doing all these other reasons? So the Gemara says, it depends. If you're doing it to improve the ground, there's one shear. If it's to eat, it's a different shear. Frag the Gemara one second. In fact, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, no matter why I plucked it, the final result will be I improved the land. It should be usur. Why should it be usur? This is under the term that we know today of a psik reshe. Now, we in yeshiva pronounce the words wrong. We all pronounce a psik resha. That's not really correct. Because the word psik resha really means the severing of a head. That's really what those words mean. Psik reshe means you're severing the head. It means when you sever it, when a person goes over on Shabbos and cuts the head of an animal off. So he's in violation of Sheikhit. The guy says, no, I don't want the animal's head to die. I want the animal's head to give to my animal. I don't want it to die. So the Gemara says, psik reshe. When you sever an animal, it automatically dies. That's the term we use today called psik reshe. It's not really grammatically correct. It's really psik reshe, means we're severing the head, which means you're doing an act that's going to automatically happen what you say you don't want, but it's going to happen. So just tonight we'll call it psik reshe, but to be honest, from a grammar point, it's really psik reshe from the head. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a psik reshe. If I rip something out of the ground, I'm improving the ground. So the Gemara gives two answers. Rabbi v'yesem dam tivayu ba'agam shan. We're talking about in a swamp where there's no improvement to the ground. Fine. Abayi om afilu teimu besod de delav agam. We're talking about a case where it's a field. It's not a swamp. I'm not intending to do that. Even I'm intending to rip it out to eat. I'm not intending to improve the ground. A classic example, which is negeya this time of the year, if you're in the mountains, let's say a person wants to schlep a piece of furniture. He wants to schlep a bed from one bunkhouse to another bunkhouse. So he schleps it on Shabbos all the way through the ground. While you're schlepping the bed, you're creating holes in the ground. You're softening the ground, which is a violation of chayrish. So the guy said, I don't care about chayrish. I'm here to get my bed from point A to point B. But at the end of the day, it's a psik reshe. You caused the ground to get holes. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even the Reb Shimon holds that you're not chayv unless you have intent. He holds if it's a psikresha of a loyomus, which means the head is not going to be severed. The head's going to be severed. It's not going to die. It's impossible. It's for sure going to happen. So here the Gemara answers. We're talking about a case where yes, the action that I am doing will cause improvement to the ground, but it's my friend's property. So what that it's your friend's property? So the pashtus is because it's my friend's property, I have no desire to improve the land. Yes, the action that I do will have this final result, but because I don't care for the final result, this is a term that we know today called the psik resha deloy nichale. Okay, so what? Where does that leave us now? The Gemara makes a comment that a psik resha deloy nichale is better than a psik resha dinichale. Well, how much better is it? That's a very famous machloikish rishonim between Roiv rishonim and the Aruch about whether a psik resha deloy nichale is mutter completely or a psik resha deloy nichale is still asa midrabban. So let's go back to our case of the video camera. When I walk down the street, I know for sure my picture will be on the screen, but I could care less for it. It's deloy nichale. So if you hold psik resha deloy nichale is mutter, so we have no problem. That's the answer to the video camera issue. But if you hold that psik resha deloy nichale is still aser midrabanan, we still have a problem. Although I won't be in a violation of a biblical iser, I'm still going to be in a violation of a rabbinic iser, which means I'm still not going to be allowed to walk down the block if I know there's a video camera somewhere on the block. Also, what constitutes loy nichale? What about, not that I want it, I don't want it, what about I just don't care? I could care less. So the Be'er Halacha writes in number 3b in Simen Shin Chof, says the Be'er Halacha, Hine binyaneinu lo nichale klal b'haschita, v'ad rabba ha yiroitza shla yischot keilchli. We're talking about a case of schita. He writes, Alva be'emes, afilu rak hecha she'enene klal b'apu'ula. Even if you get nothing out of it, shenas ayodoy ve'en l'shum nafkimina b'zeh, nikru gan kem psik reisha d'le nichale. Says the Be'er Halacha, if you get nothing out of it, I get nothing out of you having a picture of me on your video camera. What do I get out of it? Zero. And it doesn't help me, it doesn't help you, it helps no one. But I'm the one who's in violation. Says the Be'er Halacha, if I get nothing out of it, that's called psik resha deloy nichale. Kivan duhu eina mechaben apula, because I don't intend, when I walk down the street, I'm not thinking, oh yes, I'm going to be on video camera, I want to make sure I look good, so when you're rolling the camera on Masi Shabbos, you'll see me looking in my finest Shabbos. I could care less for it. Therefore, says the Be'er Halacha, that's psik resha deloy nichale. So we can at least agree that our case of walking in front of a video camera will be what we call a psik resha deloy nichale. It's going to happen. There's no question. When you walk in front of a video camera, your picture will be on the screen. Your picture being on the screen is a violation. But it's a psik resha deloy nichale. That's the question now. What status does that have?
In the case of the kotel, I think we could make a case to say that it really is the nichale for everybody. Because even though you may not be involved with security people, you're happy it's there because it's protecting you.
That's the issue Rabbi Yashav brought up with the Kaisel. And that's where things are going to get a little tricky.
That's the
difference that Rabbi Yashav made between the Kaisel and, let's say, for example, a private security camera. Because you want that camera there and you want to take a picture of you because this is, in essence, a declaration of who's here and who's not here. So you want it to run. Meaning, if I walk by your house and you have a video camera because someone broke into your house, you know, sadly, that doesn't do anything for me. So I could care less. But if the camera's protecting me, right, if I'm walking the case on that camera's for me, so every picture that snaps, myself included, is a protection for me, that might be different. That's the argument that Rabbi Yashav made. Hopefully we'll get to later this evening as well. So what happens now? We're left with a psik reisha de lo nichle. So there's a big machloikis rishayim. Taisus quotes it here. It's a taisus in Yuma. It's a famous taisus in Ksubas Davav. What happens when you have a psik reisha de lo nichle? Let's go back to the camp, the case of the camp. I drag a bed from bunk A to bunk B, and all of a sudden now I notice there's these huge holes in the ground, which is a malach of chayrish. But I could care less. I don't own the camp. It's not my camp. I don't care what happens. This is also very negay and a very practical shayla. Many people like to make kiddushim outside, especially this time of the year, where you have grass. So let's say, for example, I'm invited to your house for a kiddush, and I start spilling water. Right? Water spilled on the grass is a psik reisha. It's going to help it grow. That's zayreya. Now, it's lo nichle, because I really don't care much about your grass. I don't like you that much. I was only here because you have good talent. And I don't really care if your grass grows. Or, like the Be'er Halacha says, I'm indifferent. I just really don't care. So what about that? What about if it's my backyard? I'm making kiddush in my backyard. I care about my grass. I want my grass to grow. So it gets tricky with these types of shailas, with having the more common case that the person talks about, let's say you do nitzil sidai. Right? A kiddush is questionable because not everything at the kiddush will necessarily be good for growth. Some of the things are acidic, so they won't be good for growth. But you wash your hands at the tefillah time. Some people have this shaila, let's say sukkah time, where they eat outside, so they want to do this time. Your mom is pouring water onto the grass. So you'll say, well, oh, I'm not thinking about grass, I'm thinking about nisil sedayim. You probably are right, but that's a psik ratio. Water on grass equals growth. That's maybe nichle, because it's your backyard. Or let's say loy nichle, because it's in someone else's house. So these shailas do come up. So Tosfos writes over here, I picked the Tosfos in Shabbos, but the similar Tosfos you can find in other places in Shabbos. So Tosfos writes in number 4 the following. Pirush Ba'aruch quotes the famous Aruch. The Aruch lived in Rome. He was one of the first Rishayim to write a dictionary. That's what we know today. The Aruch is a dictionary. So the Aruch writes, the psikireisha de l'nichle, kain de ka'ave ba'ar de chavre, o kain ba'acher she'ena o'ava, some you don't like, or va'akoytis ba'heres b'shas mila, if someone else comes and cuts off, someone has a yabelas, so you're not allowed to cut it off. But if someone else comes and cuts it off, she'ein lo hano, I get nothing out of it, motor lechatchila va'afilu ised rabbonim leka. This is the famous shita of the Aruch. The Aruch holds psik reisha de l'nichle is mutter completely. No problem. So according to the Aruch, I can walk in front of the camera, I can wave, I can smile. Well, maybe not, because then maybe I want you to see my picture. But I can just walk by normally. I get nothing out of it, mutter completely. Now, there's many gemaras, and we could spend quite a few, probably shiurim alone, going through all the rayas back and forth. And I'm not going to go into all the rayas, I just want to get to one of them. One very important raya is the gemara in Sukkah. Tosfos quotes it. The Gemara says in Sukkah that you're not allowed to pick off berries on your hadas if you have too many berries, which make the hadas possible. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov because you're fixing it. It's misakit. The Gemara says, "Gabi ein mematim Yom Tov b'shomer b'liezer b'Reb Shimon Omer mematim." Reb Shimon says you are allowed to pluck off the berries on your hadas, and by doing so, making them kosher for Yom Tov. Frek the Gemara, "Huparach v'hakam misakin mana." How are you allowed to do that? When you pluck off the berries, you now make the hadas kosher. So you're making something unusable usable. That's a violation of misakin. So Gemara says, no. Going shalikta nachila. I plucked off the berries because I wanted to eat the berries. So I'm sitting there, I have my hadas, and I'm plucking off berries, eating them because I'm hungry. Then I say to myself, oh, look what I just did. I plucked off all the berries, now I got a usable hadas, so it's mutter. Says the Gemara, it's a davashen mischavin. Frakti Gemara, what do you mean? Doesn't help. It's a psikration. You know when you plug off the berries, you're going to make the hadas kasha. Umishani letzricha de isle hashana achriti. The Gemara says, no, I had another hashana at home. This is not the hashana I'm using. So therefore, I didn't really fix it because I don't need to use it. Says Taisis, mashma kipirish aruch. The kishene nene mutter. It sounds like from this aruch that it's no problem. Aval gav de have a psikration, even though it's a psikration. Remember, don't tell me kivin de isle hashana yisiros enim a sakin klum. Don't tell me, oh, the reason why it's mutter is because I have another hashana to use. Says Tais, they can't be dim kina mai kom rasim tov like kavu adav adav shem eschav mutter. Then you don't have to come adav shem eschav. Fine. I want the last line of this Tais. Mil yesh loimer. The oisei tikkun muat kimay miat anovim to lay ase el medu rabbonon like gazu chacham kish enen nene. Says Taisus, maybe not. Maybe really even us would agree to the Aruch in the case of plucking the berries. You know why? Because plucking berries is only an Issa d'Rabbanan. Psik Reisha d'Leinichale on an Issa d'Rabbanan, that's Mutter. That's Taisus' answer. So Taisus is giving us a new idea that when you're going to do a Psik Reisha d'Leinichale, it depends what type of Issa it is. If it's an Issa d'Raisa, then it's Aser. According to us, Mutter according to the Aruch. But if it's a psikreisha de l'nichale on an act which is only prohibited mid Rabbanon, then we hold its Mutter. Okay? So now this is very important for us. If we paskin like this Taisvis, that psikreisha de l'nichale on a de Rabbanon is completely Mutter, and you can somehow convince me that writing on a video camera is only de Rabbanon, we solved our problem. If you can convince me from a halachic standpoint that a video camera is only derabbanan, or a security camera is only derabbanan, so then it's a psik resha delenichale on an issa derabbanan. Taisus told us psik resha delenichale on an issa derabbanan is mutter. So that would be, and that's the starting point where we have to begin our question. Can we convince ourselves, A, that we paskin like this Taisus, which is a big A, and B, can we all agree that the security camera running is only ksiva midrabanan and not ksiva deraisa? Again, we mentioned a picture, a regular Polaroid, would be ksiva deraisa, pashtus. But what would we say for the security camera? Would the security camera be ksiva deraisa, and then we would not be able to apply psikresha delenichale? Or can we argue that the security camera is ksiva derabbanan, therefore possibly using psikresha delenichale and justifying walking in front of a camera? That's the big question that we need to get to tonight. In order to deal with that, we have to first figure out, how does the Mechaber paskin in the machloikis between the Aruch and Taisvis? If you hold like the Aruch, then this whole question doesn't even get off the ground. If we paskin like the Aruch, psikresha delenichale is mutter, we can all go home and save ourselves a lot of trouble. Do we paskin like the Aruch, or do we paskin like Taisvis? That psikreisha de l'nichle is still rabbinically awesome. So in Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it's not very clear. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, number 5, talks about a case of Chavis shepakeku bepkak shalpishtim listim nekev shebedofna. He had a hole in a barrel, and he wanted to stuff it up. So he took some form of pishtan flax to stuff it into the hole to keep the wine from coming out. So the question is, yesh mi shemater, the question is, are you allowed to take the flax out? When you unplug it, so you're going to squeeze this absorbed beged, which is a question of schita. Now you'll tell me, I don't want to squeeze anything. I want to get the thing out so I can unstuff it. So the Shulchan Aruch has 2 shitas. So first sheet is, yesh mishamater, af bi shiyev shushlo yischoit. It's impossible that you're not going to squeeze it, because the moment you grab onto the cloth, you're going to cause it to squeeze. And we're also talking about where there's nothing under the cloth to catch the wine. Because if I squeeze it and then catch the wine, that's intentional. Then it wouldn't be ena mischaven. We're talking about a case where I could care less about what's absorbed into the cloth. I just want to get the cloth out of the little hole. Says the Shulchan Aruch, some people permit it. Why? The kivin she'ena nena b'schita zuhavei psik reisha. D'loi nichalei u'mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the shita of the Aruch. That a psik reisha d'loi nichalei is mutter. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'cholku olav. But there are those who argue, v'amru af al gav d'loi nichalei, even though you don't care for it, but kivin the psik reisha, who aser? Since it's a psik reisha, it's aser. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 shitas, the shita of the Aruch and the shita of Taisvis. V'ha'oilam nogim hete bedavar, and the Velt is makel with this shayla, but for a completely, totally different reason. Nothing to do with psik reisha. The Ber Halacha does write that it seems that the Shulchan Aruch was of the opinion, psik reisha d'loi nichalei, aser. And this theory Bavad Yosef Paskins is in Yabi Oimer, that regular straight up psikresha de l'nichle is us. We do not paskin like the Aruch. So psikresha de l'nichle is us. Okay, what happens if it's a psikresha de l'nichle on an Issa de Rabbanan? We mentioned earlier that might be better. So in Yalkut Yosef, Bavad Yosef wrote a couple of tshuvas about the Shaila. In Yabi Oimer, he wrote a very lengthy tshuva, and Yechavadas he wrote, but I don't have those svarim on my Yitzhar Chachma, although I have them at home, so I can only quote from his son Yalkut Yosef. Bavad Yosef writes, for a Dover Pasha without a question, we paskin that psikresha de l'nichle and Issa de Rabbanan is mutter. We paskin like this Teretz of Taisvis. Okay? So if you pass him like Taisus, we can all go home with no problem. If we really pass him like Taisus, and he quotes a bunch of Achrenim, he quotes the Yisrael Chon Inspector, and he quotes the Nitziv, a bunch of Achrenim, he quotes some earlier Rishenim as well, that we all agree, Psikresha de l'nichle mutter. Great! So if you can convince me that the video filming is the Rabbanon, and you convince me we pass him like Taisus, all is clear. Psikresha de l'nichle is mutter. The problem is it's not so simple. Not for a lot of reasons. Firstly, the Chazinish number 7, was of the opinion that don't take this Tosfos and run with it. Again, where were we exposed to an idea of psikresha de lenichle mutter? It was from this Tosfos. What was the case of Tosfos? Tosfos was talking about picking berries from a hadas. On that, Tosfos said that picking berries on a hadas would be mutter under the ban of psikresha de lenichle. So we said, well, what's the difference? What type of derabbanon is? All derabbanons are created equally. So if it's one type of derabbanon, another type of derabbanon, says the Chazon Ish, no, you have no right to make that jump. The Chazon Ish wrote in number 7, Miu Yishloimar, Temlacha Shein Tzvichu Chamir Tvei Mitikon Mone Derabbanon. No, that was a specific derabbanon. That was a derabbanon of fixing things. Derabbanon of fixing things are a lower level derabbanon. Of that type of derabbanon, we say if it's psikresh l'nichle mutter. But not all derabbanons. Not, we're talking about a derabbanon of ksiva. That's a different type of derabbanon. Not all derabbanons are created equally. So the Chazon Ish says, even if this taisvus is going to be your raya, it's not a good raya. So Rav Avadya Yosef addresses this Chazon Ish. He says, don't get so bent out of shape. He says, first of all, I don't think that's correct. I don't think it's a small derabbanon. I think it's a big derabbanon. And secondly, he says, but the Chazon Ish himself retracted. If you look at number 8, the Chazon Ish himself wrote, he says, Ukumashkasa Rambam, Yesh Lismechal Oruch, the Besu derabbanon b'lenichle mutter. The Chazon Ish himself quotes such a ruling that if it's only an Issa derabbanon and it's a psikresha d'lenichle mutter. So the Chazon Ish, it's not clear what to make from the Chazon Ish, whether or not the Chazon Ish held that a psikresha d'lenichle is mutter by all or not. But the problem is, we have earlier Rishonim that are not so simple about this. Again, Rabbi Avadya is of the opinion that psikresha d'lenichle and Issa derabbanon is mutter based on our Tosfos about plucking the berries. If so, as long as you can convince me that the video camera is a derabbanon, we're good to go. But it's not so posh. Why? Because if you look at number 9, there's a tour in Siman Shin Tezayin. The tour is discussing halacha in tzad. Tzad is an interesting malacha. And one of the rules for tzad is you're only chayiv midarais on tzad if you trap an animal that's normally trapped. What the Mishnah calls b'minoi nitzad. Its type is normally trapped. However, if you have an animal that's not normally trapped, and you decide to trap it, for whatever reason, that's not tzad d'oraisa, it's tzad d'rabbanan. Okay? So the Torah writes the following. B'minoi nitzad potter, avalos. If I trap something which is b'minoi nitzad, which means on its own it is trapped, then it's potter avalos. Hilkok, zavuvim, flies. Afal pisha ein b'minoi nitzad. They're not normally trapped. So Nissen and Karvel says, what do you mean? We all trap flies. We want to get them out. He says, you're only trapping them to remove them. You're not trapping them because you really want to hold. No one wants to hold flies for any reason. Certain animals are trapped because you want them trapped because you can use them in their trapped status. Says Nissen and Karvel, no one traps zavuvim flies to use flies. You trap them just to get them out of your house. So flies are deemed a not normally trapped animal. Okay, so the Torah writes, if you have flies, av b'she'em b'mina nitzar asal l'tzadan, it's still asal midrabanan. Okay, that's fine. L'chein, kasav bal hachuma. So writes the bal hachuma, she'asal lino b'shabas hateva she'esh b'zivuvim. Let's say I have a box, and there's flies flowing in the box. I'm not allowed to close the box on Shabbos.
What about using fly paper?
So using fly paper, you're not really doing anything. You put the fly paper up before Shabbos, and it's happening on its own. But over here, I have a box, and I want to close the box, not because of the flies. I want to close the box because in the box, there's something that I want to protect from, you know, a bigger animal, or the kids, whatever it may be. So the Baal Truma, the Sefer Truma says, you're not allowed to do that. What should you do? Close it, not all the way. Leave a little space, so the flies can technically fly out if they want it. Now, why would I not be allowed to close the teva? I'm closing a box. I have no interest, we just mentioned earlier, no one wants to trap flies. So what would this be considered? This is a psikresha d'lenichle. I have no interest in trapping flies. I'm closing the box because I want the content of the box to be protected. And flies will be trapped. So that will be a classic example of psikresha d'lenichle. We just mentioned earlier that zavuvim are only aser d'rabbanan. And yet the Baal HaTruma paskins that it's aser. So clearly he disagreed with Tosfos. He held that psikresha d'lenichle is still aser midrabbanan. Still a problem. The Torah disagrees. And the Torah says no. V'nir li she'en tzarech l'dakti b'zeh. She'en azvuv nitzadim b'teva. No problem at all. Now, there's a famous Taz over here where the Taz talks about what about a suffix psikresha? What happens if I don't know if there's flies in the box? So he talks about maybe that's mutter. So the Baal HaTruma holds that you're not allowed to close the box because of the flies, because of Psik Reisha the Leinichale on Isid Rabban. Okay, says the Beis Yosef, Umikomok and Kimin the Nafek bepumed the Balatruma the Kasva Mordechai. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't see anyone argue on him. Therefore, miyok roishish leyochus ledivreim. We have to be choishish for this balatruma. And the Rabbi Yosef Kairo rules: you're not allowed to close a box on Shabbos if there are flies floating around. Whoa, one second. So if you're paskling like the Sefer Truma, then you're not paskling like Taisavis. You're paskling that psikreishu delenichale on an isad rabbanon is still not allowed. So one second. So our entire heter just fell to the wayside. We're saying now that we're all going to look at the video cameras, run the video cameras, because it's a psikreishu delenichale on an isad rabbanon. But the Baal HaTruma and the Beis Yosef ruled that we hold psikreishu delenichale is still aser if it's a midrabbanon. So we're back to square one. We didn't gain anything. So Bevad Yosef says, oh, I got a problem over here. What do I do now? So he says, one second. Does the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch bring this halacha down? He does not. Nowhere does the Shulchan Aruch bring down the chumrah of the Sefer HaTruma. Says Bevad Yosef, although in Beis Yosef he writes to be choishish, halacha l'maisa he doesn't really pask like it. Therefore we can halacha l'maisa be mekel and hold that psik reisha, d'lenichle, and isid rabbonon is okay. There's only one problem. This is great if I'd be Svardik, if most of us would be Svardik. But many of us are Ashkenazic. What's the problem? Look at number 11. The Mechaber writes, Kol shebeminer nitzat chayv aleho, any animal that's normally trapped is aser mideraisa, ein beminer nitzat pata avalos. But if you have an animal that's not normally trapped, it's only aser drabon. Hilkach, says the Shulchan Aruch, zevuvim. When you have flies, aval pish ein beminer nitzat, aser letzadon. You're not going to go to chatchila and trap a fly, because that will be a violation of a drabon. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, and therefore you can't close a door or a drawer that may have flies flying around. He doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say that, says Bevad Yosef? Because when he got to Shulchan Aruch, he changed his mind. When he got to Shulchan Aruch and he saw so many Rishonim disagree, i.e. our Tosfos, he changed his mind. And he doesn't paskin like that. And therefore, Svardim can be Seimich on the Shulchan Aruch and hold Psik Reisha de Lenichale on an Isid Rabbanon Mutter. Great. So Svardim can all own video cameras and all walk in front of video cameras. What about Ashkenazim? Ah, not so simple. Why? What does the Rama write? Hago ulchein yesh li zorch le lisker tevik tana or listen kem shizvuvim bar b'Shabbos. The Rama says like the Sefer HaTruma that you're not allowed to close drawers or close doors that have bees flying around because that would be a psik reisha. What? That means the Rama paskins psik reisha de le nichale on an isad de rabbanon is aser. So if the Rama holds the psik reisha of the lenichle on an isad rabbanon is aser, so now Ashkenazim Jews would not be allowed to walk in front of the camera. So there should be a discrepancy between Ashkenazim and Svardim. Svardim, you have your Bevad Yosef, you're okay. You're no problem. You'll call it an isad rabbanon, psik reisha of the lenichle, and isad rabbanon, you're good to go. But us Ashkenazim, we have the Rama. The Rama is as clear as can be. He paskins like the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma paskins that psik reisha of the lenichle is still aser, even if it's only the rabbanon. So now we're stuck. And the truth is, there's another Rama like that. There's a Rama in number 12 in Shin Yud Dalid. The Rama writes, let's say, for example, you have a knife stuck into a wall. And you want to take the knife out. And by taking the knife out, you're widening the hole. You're making a bigger Pesach. So the Mechaber says, V'mhoyesakin tekuah me'erev Shabbos b'chavis. Let's say the knife was already plunged into the barrel on Friday. So the mutar loitzi lachnis. You're allowed to take the knife in and out. Shari ein mischavan hoisif. Because it's ein mischavan. I don't want to make the hole wider. I just want to take the knife out. Now that sounds like davish ein mischavan psik reisha loynichale mutar. Says the Rama. V'davka shoitzi ugam came bepam. It has to be no. It has to be that you took it out once more before. Why? Says the Mishnah Berura, number 13. Hainu shoyet tekua. It was very tightly in. Every time you take the knife out, it's a psikreisha that you're widening the hole. So the Mechaber holds its mutter because the Mechaber is l'shitasai that psikreisha de lo nichale on an isad rabbanon is mutter. So the Mechaber is fine. What about the Rama, says the Mishnah Berura? V'das Rama lach like a love. But the Rama disagrees. T'davki k'sheitziu pamachas b'boidim. It has to be that you took it out one time during the day. The idea is in the Tzrachit Ktsas, that you widened it even more. The Sula have a psik reisha. Now it's not even a psik reisha that you're going to widen the hole. Avo b'lavach y'osir the psik reishu. After who pesach shein osir l'achtos loitz the Sula rakam d'rabonon. U'kanal, svilei the psik reisha osir afim osir d'rabonon. You see clearly that the Rama holds psegresha, and I'm assuming this is loyni chalei. I don't care for the whole. A psegresha de loyni chalei, even though it's the Rabbanan, is still aser. So now we got a big problem. Now we know that the Rama shita is clear can be. Psegresha de loyni chalei, and it's the Rabbanan, is still aser. So now, how exactly are we going to justify walking in front of a camera? Even if I convince you that walking in front of a camera is an issa d'rabbanon, so it's a psikresha d'lenichle and an issa d'rabbanon, but the Rama still prohibited it. So we're still stuck. How are we going to get around it? So if you skip to the last page, we're going to try to see, is there maybe another option? Maybe there's another option. If you hold up psikresha d'lenichle, it's awesome d'rabbanon, we're in a very, very tight situation. Now, this shaila is negate to other areas as well. For example, I put over here from Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi holds a chiddush that Rav Moshe held not like. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi holds, let's say, for example, you have a refrigerator. And when you open the refrigerator, there's a chance that the light might turn on. So Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi held that since the light turning on when you open the refrigerator door is an issa d'rabbanan, it's a psikresha d'leinichalei. I don't need a little light. Again, depending on your house. But I always tell people, the first thing you do with a new fridge is take the light bulb out. I always found it gave me tsaros. I got rid of it. It wasn't worth it. I managed to still find the ketchup in the back even without the light bulb. I still figure how to find things in the back. But says, so we spoke about this many months ago when we had a shiur about Amir and Akri. So Rav Moshe had a tshuva where he thought that's not allowed for you to open the door. You can ask a guy to open the door. But Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi said, well, what's the problem? The opening of the door is a psikresha, right? You're not directly turning on a light, but when you open the door, it causes the light to go on. That's a psikresha d'lenichle. I don't need the light. And he thinks that that light bulb was only the Rabban. So therefore, he thinks that you would be allowed to open it yourself. To open the fridge yourself. Psikresha d'lenichle. That means he's assuming that psikresha d'lenichle on this Rabban is mutter. Now, we haven't seen that yet. At least not for Ashkenazic Jewry. We saw that maybe for Sephardic Jewries, but we haven't yet seen it for Ashkenazim Jewry. Now, it is possible that maybe we sometimes can use such a kula, but it doesn't seem to be used all the time. For example, if we look at number 14, before we go back to the last page, if we look at number 14 for a second, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Beis Meir. The Beis Meir writes, "Umatzasi b'sefer Beis Meir dematir mitamze b'makam atzayrich afilu lahashtin alatit to go to the bathroom on tar the near the yeshlis mechazeh b'makam shatit einishaloi the azbevado linichalei b'lishisa." Although it's a psikresha, it's going to end up causing it to become lush, one of the malachas, but it's not yours, so it's loy nichle. Says the Sharetzion, to hu psikresha de loy nichle b'issa de rabban. So here the Mishnah Berurah is at least open to a possibility to be makel on a psikresha de loy nichle on issa de rabban. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah is somewhat okay with a psikresha de loy nichle on an issa de rabban. Doesn't sound like it's terrific, but it sounds like possibly that maybe it's something to be saimecha. So, it might be enough of a tzayrich. That's why Moshe holds you can ask a guy. But it's not going to change the psikresha. What do you mean? Why would it be a nichale? Yeah, it might be. Well, not the light. The nichale is on the light turning on. That's, I don't think you want the light on. Unless you argue you do want the light on. Then yeah, then it would be a violation. So, again, I see we're not going to have enough time to get to everything. So I'm going to mention one heter that's out there. One heter, if we turn very quickly to page 4, is based on a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber says that you're allowed to walk on snow on Shabbos. Right? We all know, if it snows, we walk the shul. Now, what's wrong with walking on snow? Because when you walk on snow, theoretically, you're squeezing the snow, which is a violation of dash. So Shulchan Aruch says in number 34, Dovish Shelig Biraglav, you're allowed to trample snow with your feet, it's no problem. Why not? So let's work it through. It's a psikresha. When you walk on snow, it's for sure going to squeeze out. It's loy nichle. I don't care if it squeezes out. Okay, but... that's not the end of the conversation. Psikresha de lenichle is still not mutter. So the Taz writes in number 35. So why is it mutter? So he writes near the avagav the ef shleiy nemuach v'avi psikresha mikomo kum loy gazube kiven the ef shlehizor mizeb b'maisachayuv. Says the Taz, there's nothing you can do. You're not going to walk out in the whole winter. It's impossible. So therefore, says the Taz, when you're presented with a situation of impossibility, then we permit you to be over psikresha de lenichle. So this might be a heter today. To say, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to go out. So again, this might not be a widely, for all communities, this might help for, let's say, for example, if you're in Manhattan, and there's cameras all over the city, what are you supposed to do? Not go out on Shabbos? So you can be Samech on the Taz. Now, if this means that, my friend happens to have a camera on his block, so I can say, well, how can I not go to my friend's house for Shabbos? I'm not sure if that's the same heter. But this at least would be a heter, and this is going to be ultimately the new future. There's going to be cameras everywhere. It's just a matter of time. So then we'll be able to be semich on this taz and say, listen, we have no choice. But the question is, how comfortable are we with saying that the writing on the screen is a ksiva de rabban? That's the whole starting point. You have to first assume that the picture on the screen is the Rabbanon. Then we can start talking about psikresha, the lenichle, the Rabbanon, machloikis, machabin, ramo. But you got to get to the first base. Is the writing on the screen ksiva deraisa or ksiva derabbanon? Now, the truth is there's really two types of security cameras that are out there. There's what I consider the old school one that runs 24 hours and it takes pictures. And if I walk in, I can see a picture of you live on the screen. And then someone else comes and his picture is there. Then there's the other type, which is probably better, where it's all saved onto the cloud. And after Shabbos, I could turn it on and see what happened over Shabbos. Now, the second one is probably a much better one from a halachic standpoint, although the first one is probably manageable as well. So the consensus of almost all the Gedoli Achronim is that the writing on the screen is ksav drabbanon. That ksiva, although it's a picture, which you mentioned earlier from the Rambam is in this deraisa, but that on the screen is only the Rabbanon. And there's various reasons given behind it. Some of them make a little bit more sense to me, some of them make a little less sense to me. But that was the opinion of Moshe Feinstein and Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Vosner, the Gedoli Achronim, all of the opinion that it's probably only an Issa Rabbanon, a Ksiva Rabbanon. The question is why?
What if
so that would be a lot better. That would be a lot better. That would be much, much better.
See, what I was told with my cameras is they're motion activated. They told me for Shabbos, put it on always. Recording.
That's correct. That's the chayre the best. That would be the best according to everyone. If there's nothing, there's no pictures forming, there's just going, you know, it's going on a disk. So many, that was Rabbi Yashiv's opinion. Rabbi Yashiv, that's the best. That would be the best way to do it. If a person can have a camera where there's nothing actually reading it, that's what I was saying. The old school ones, they're running 24 hours, so if I had walk in, I can watch it. Those are the ones I think they have in the hospitals. That's another place where the shadow started, in the hospitals. You want to go to the hospital, so they have these cameras running 24. So even those cameras, most achronim, Ruba de Ruba of achronim thought, it's also not ksav derais, for various reasons. For example, if you look at number 17, the kopashim of Moshe, the Rav Moshe held to have ksav she'enim eskayim. Rav Moshe held it's not long-lasting ksav. Rav Moshe thought it's only derabbanon ksav. Others, Rav Shlomo Zalman, thought it's not really ksav because it's really just pixels forming. He didn't think it's a real picture. He thought it's just like a bunch of electronic pixels coming together to make something that looks like a picture. He thought it wasn't really a picture. Rav Eliashiv held a chiddush, which I don't understand so well. Rav Eliashiv held, if you look at number 18, Rachas Rabbeinu, Rav Eliashiv held that it's not really considered ksav ha-miskayim. He writes, it's also not the normal way to do writing. It's the normal way to take a picture today, is a video. That's what I would have thought. So the Achrenim make the following argument. Why is this different than standing in front of a mirror? Why you now? It should be us to stand in front of a mirror on Shabbos. When I stand in front of a mirror, I'm creating a picture of me. So they say, now that's a passing. That's a reflection. But Lamaisa, if someone were to walk by the mirror, he'd see a picture of me. So that they all widely reject as ksav. It's ena miskayim, it's all of the above. So some people say that that's the same thing as a video. It takes one picture of you, then it's on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. It's not really, it's really just a camera. So most achronim So even if you could look at it later and it's saved, most of them say it's not saved long term. It's saved for a very short amount of time. And therefore it's deemed ksav she'ena miskayim. That's the big shaila. Yeah, that would be an issur d'rabbanan, maybe. Yeah, it would still be the d'rabbanan. So the Debre Tzina Rav is great. A great truth from the Debre Tzina Rav. The Debre Tzina Rav goes through the whole sugya, and he says, it's posh, it's only d'rabbanan, blah, blah, blah. He says, but it's usher anyways. Why is it usher? Zilusa de Shabbos. It's an embarrassment. It cheapens the Shabbos. I don't really understand what that means, because today you can have cameras where no one knows you have cameras. It's hidden. No. Where's the Zilusa de Shabbos? I think he might mean if you're sitting in your dining room and the camera and the screen is above your head, so you spend the whole Shabbos watching what's going on outside. I hear that's probably not such a nice thing to do on Shabbos, but that's not what's going on. Person has a camera, goes straight to the cloud, and after Shabbos he turns it on to see what happens. I don't understand where the Zilusa de Shabbos. I don't get it. I don't understand what those words mean, but that's what he writes in the Tshuva, Zilusa de Shabbos. Okay. He writes it. But most achronim were of the opinion that it would probably be only a violation of the Rabbanan and therefore it would be mutter. What happens if I want to put up a camera? That's all if I want to walk in front of the camera. What happens if I want to put up a camera? If I want to put up a camera, so now I want those pictures, and I'm setting you up to be photographed. Is that also a problem? So there's a tshuva from the base of your Leibis, where he thinks that's okay. He thinks maker then it's also okay. You can put it up if you have a good reason. But he writes at the end, he thinks the Baal Nefesh should be machmir. If he can do without it, it's better to do without it. That's where Moshe Heinemann is quoted as saying, that if unless your mamish worried that something's going to happen, it's probably better to turn it off. Unless you have, like we described earlier, you have one of those cameras who are really being saved to the cloud, which in that case, it's much more preferred.
How is it different than an answering machine?
How is it different than an answering machine? With regard to what?
An answering machine.
With regard to which malacha? Right, so the problem is I'm causing someone. So generally the person that I'm causing is hopefully not Jewish, who's talking into the phone. But I'm causing you, a Jew, to get photographed. So halacha l'maisa, it seems like today most achrenim amekel. For sure, if let's say, for example, you're going to go visit someone in the hospital, and you can't get to visit them unless you go through the screen, so that the paiskim amekel. What about your own video camera? So the contemporary paiskim are most of the opinion that it's mutter. Okay, putting aside the kaisel issue, which is a little bit more complicated, but most of the achrayim were of the opinion that it is mutter to have a camera running, based on this cheshbon that's only ksiva derabban. Now, there's another way to be matter this, and it's based on a Rashba. There's a Rashba that learns a Gemara in Shabbos and a Mechudish Dikaway, based on a Yushalmi, that if, for example, I do act A, for example, he talks about a case of, let's say, I close my front door when I go out in the morning because I don't want people breaking in. And I know in the back of my head that there's an animal floating around my house, and I don't want the animal to go out either. So that's a secondary thought process. If my initial thought process is a permitted thought, then even though my secondary thing happens, that's not us or under psikration. That was the ruling of the Rashba. So based on that, the same thing also. I'm walking down the street. Walking down the street is mutter. Although a secondary outcome will be a picture being taken, it would be mutter. So that's the second thing that people are saying mechan. This is what Reb Avad Yosef is saying on this Rashba, that because when I'm doing act A is a mutter dika act, although there's a secondary procedure that's happening, which is an asr dika act, it's not a problem. This is what Reb Shechter is saying, this is what Reb Avad Yosef is saying, but it's not so simple either. Because, first of all, the Ran argues on the Rashba, that's A. And B, there are many achrayim, like the Makabas HaMishnah and Reb Shimon Shkab, who say that the malacha of Tzad is a unique malacha. You can't compare it to other malachas. Tzad, by definition, is a unique malacha because you're not really doing anything to the object. You're really just doing an act that affects the object as opposed to touching the thing itself. So, putting that aside, that's another thing that people are saying mechon. So you have two major heterim that were saying mechon. Either that it's ksav derabonon, it's a psikration of the linichle and nisa derabonon. And the other thing we're saying mechon is on the Rashba. That the Rashba holds that when I'm doing act A is a permitted act, although secondary from that will lead A, a result that's usur, like I close my front door to protect it from robbers, although by doing so I'm going to cause the animal to be trapped here. So I'm walking down the street. Walking down the street is a permitted act. Although, by psikresha, I'm causing a picture to be taken, that's not a problem. And Nachrenim quote this Rashba, the Yeshua Yankiv and others, and therefore, Allah Lamaisa, Rabbi Avad Yosef is as clear can be in Yabi Oimer, where he thinks without a doubt it's mutter, as does many other Gedele Achrenim. So I think there's probably room to be makel, to walk in front of a camera, to put up a camera. There seems to be quite a lot of room to be makel.